Ray Kaplan is on a phone line, right, from the Kaplan Law Firm. Hey, Ray, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, John, I'm great, thanks.
You go out on the playpen sometimes?
No, I don't.
Nobody's ever invited me to go out there. I've swum out there before, not that far out, but I mean, I've swum in that area. It's a convenient place to be.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know I did when I was a kid, or at least I swam in the lake on sailing trips with my dad, but that was the last time.
So, I forget which of the shows I was watching, but the Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that they expect within the next week or so, quote unquote, next week or so, the Biden administration to finally make a decision on student loans, which, by the way, is exactly what he said a year and a half ago, or at least the president did, that any day now we'll have a decision on student loan forgiveness. I presume they're talking about forgiveness rather than forbearance. What are you hearing and guessing about this?
Okay, so what they're talking about is whether or not they're going to extend for the fifth time the COVID forbearance. So, as you know, we've had our federal student loans frozen since March of 2020, where no interest has been accruing and no payments have been necessary since March of 2020 because of the pandemic. And that is set to expire August 31st. So payments are set to resume. However, the Biden administration, I think, you know, probably a bit of a political decision, is probably going to extend that COVID forbearance. At least my guess would be until after the midterm elections, probably through January, if I had to take a guess. However, there have been some mixed signals because they have been doing a lot of targeted forgiveness, about $32 billion, in fact, in expanded public sector loan forgiveness and other kinds of forgiveness. And they've also stopped all collection activity on defaulted federal student loans. So what they're trying to decide now is whether or not Biden is actually going to make good on that campaign promise for the $10,000 off of everybody's loans, and if they're going to also extend that forbearance for another few months. I think both are likely to happen, but we just don't know. And they've never come this close to the expiration date without having an announcement of either an extension or, you know, telling us what's going on. So this is kind of unusual.
Mm. Well, it'd be a moot point for a lot of people on forbearance if they just forgave the loan. That is, forbearance, you don't have to pay now, wouldn't matter if I don't have to pay at all. The easiest thing for them to do would be forbearance. That is, we haven't forgiven it. We're just saying we're going to give you more time. That's would strike me as the more likely scenario. No?
Yes, I think they're going to do that, and that would be easier. But there's been a lot of talk, and there were campaign promises made, and the Biden administration is getting a lot of pressure from different advocacy groups for some kind of forgiveness. And I think the one that has the most bipartisan support and is least likely to wind up in court with some kind of a challenge that goes up to the Supreme Court as to whether or not Biden has the authority to do that is if he does the $10,000 off of everybody's loans, because that seems to have some bipartisan support and is least likely to trigger a challenge from, say, Republicans and then have to go to the court and possibly be overturned. So they've done a lot of targeted forgiveness that is confusing and is kind of difficult to get. You need to go through a process in order to be eligible for this type of forgiveness, but because it's been a little confusing and not big splashy headlines, there haven't been court challenges to their authority to give that type of forgiveness.
Well, do we know what the ultimate determination was about the legality of the administration doing it without Congress supporting it with legislation? Remember, they said they were
right. We don't really know. There was some kind of internal kind of investigation and report as to whether or not the Biden administration had authorization with executive orders. And they didn't publish that report. So we're not sure where they really came down on it. I would be curious, though, to see it.
Almost doesn't matter what they think. I mean, if somebody wanted to challenge it, then it wouldn't be their determination. It wouldn't be the attorney general's. It would be, some federal court, perhaps.
Right.
You think that $10,000, I just saw a survey, Ray. Ray Kaplan's on the phone line from the Kaplan Law Firm. She's the expert in Chicago on student loan debt. You frequently hear her commercials. You frequently hear her guest on this radio station. I saw a survey that said that more than half of Americans support forgiving $10,000 in student debt. I would have guessed less than half support it. What's your guess on that?
I think that's about right, because $10,000 seems, it's not, it doesn't shock your conscience. I think the $50,000 proposal, because it would cost so much from the federal budget, I can't remember the numbers now, but I know it was over $1 trillion would be the cost for forgiving $50,000. I believe they said the cost of the $10,000 off of your loans would be around $387 billion in terms of the total cost. And also the Biden administration may put a provision in there that only for those people who earn less than $125,000 a year. So it might be means tested. So it might even be less broad than people are talking about. And that's not likely to trigger a lawsuit or a challenge from Republicans, I think, especially, again, right before the midterm elections.
So here are just a couple of numbers. Borrowers hold $1.6 trillion in outstanding federal student loan debt, more than Americans owe in either credit card or auto loan debt. About 54% of borrowers with outstanding student loan debt owe less than $20,000. 54% owe less than $20,000. But put another way, 46% that owe more than $20,000. About 45% of the outstanding debt was held by the 10% of borrowers owing $80,000 or more. Let me do that last one again. About 45% of the outstanding debt was held by the 10% who owe $80,000 or more. So it's really lopsided, isn't it? There's everybody that owes about $20,000, and then there's a handful of people, maybe they're doctors and lawyers, right, that owe $100,000.
Right.
Does that square with the kind of clients you see, Ray?
Yes. I mean, that does sound pretty accurate. Mostly people who attended graduate school and are making more money usually have $80,000 and up. However, there are a lot of Parent PLUS borrowers who are in that category as well. There was also a really interesting article that came out from an economic forum that determined that under the Biden administration's waiver, you know, that PSLF waiver I'm always talking about on your show, that apparently if everybody knew about it and everybody did what they needed to do in order to get that forgiveness, the Biden administration under that waiver would have to give $145 billion with a B in loans forgiven under that waiver, and pretty much 50% of all United States teachers would be eligible for that forgiveness. So if you're a public school teacher, even if you've already retired, even if you think that you're probably not eligible, it is definitely worth it to check it out, because you might really be eligible to have your entire federal loan balance forgiven in one fell swoop. We're seeing that a lot. We've ourselves had millions of dollars in loans forgiven just under that one executive order.
The U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said over the weekend, in the next week or so, quote unquote, next week or so, the administration will make an announcement about student loans, and this close to the expiration. It's the end of August, right, Ray?
Right. It's supposed to expire August 31st.
That's the forbearance that we're talking about. So you're going to the meter's running again September 1st, unless they say we're going to extend forbearance. You know, really, if you are just going to continue to extend forbearance for the rest of my life, why don't you just say, here's $10,000 and now start the meter again on the $11,000 that you owe? You know, I mean, make up your mind already, I guess, is what I'm saying. But we'll find out more maybe this week. It sounds like this time next week, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think he said next week or so.
In the next week or so. Yeah, so I guess that wouldn't be this week. Okay. All right, Ray, any last note from you before I let you go?
Just if you think you might be eligible for any type of loan forgiveness under the Biden administration waiver, please give us a call, because it's such a good opportunity. We've had just life-changing loan forgiveness under this executive order.
Brag a little bit. What's the latest number that you flipped for somebody?
$150,000.
Somebody's student loan debt of $150,000 counts canceled. Your number, let me see if I got this right, is 312, Chicago area code, 294, as in the Tri-State Tollway, 8989, as in Mike Ditka's numbers, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Ray. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks, John. Anytime.